60s, lower 70s for the beach, and 80 to 90 in the inland areas.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Ventura County has a robust manufacturing sector that offers a wide range of rewarding careers. To introduce students to the real world of modern manufacturing, seven Ventura County businesses are participating in National Manufacturing Day, or Manufacturing Week, as it has become in Ventura County. With us today are two members of the Workforce Development Board, both from manufacturing companies that will open their doors next week. We have Alex Rivera, Human Resource Manager at Milgard Windows and Doors in Simi Valley, and Chair of the Workforce Development Board of Manufacturing Committee. We also have Byron Lindros in studio, Engineering Products Director at Amgen in Thousand Oaks, and Chair of the Manufacturing Roundtable of Ventura County. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's great to see you here. Alex, let's start off with you. What is the driving force behind this national effort to raise awareness about careers in manufacturing?
Well, I think it's really three things, Tom. First, it's about expanding knowledge and improving the perception of manufacturing careers and of manufacturing's value to the U.S. economy. But it's also an opportunity for us to dispel some of the outdated myths about manufacturing and for people to see that manufacturing is alive and well here in Ventura County. For our Manufacturing Day student volunteers, we know that they're the workforce of the future, and we want them to be informed about the kinds of careers, the types of training, and the educational coursework that they're going to need if they want to succeed in manufacturing.
And it's interesting to know and to tell these kids that these are high-level jobs that do need some form of training, and it's always good to be as prepared as you possibly can by any kind of schooling, intern programs, to get you rolling into this, because not only do they pay well, the work is fairly sophisticated.
That's right. Most folks will end up coming into manufacturing in an entry-level type position, but I think one of the opportunities that they'll see pretty early on is the fact that there's room for growth.
And earn and learn and earn and learn is a great way to go. And that's excellent for people out there who want to get quickly into the workforce, make some money, but also be training as they go. Amgen. We hear so much about Amgen. Byron, when students get to visit Amgen, what are they going to see and whom will they meet?
Yeah, it's really a unique opportunity for the students to see some of the equipment and the processes that Amgen uses to create our biotechnology medicines. Obviously, we can't take students through active manufacturing areas because they're strictly controlled from a quality standpoint, but we've had the opportunity to use one of our manufacturing facilities that was down for equipment retrofit to take them into the clean rooms, show them how we grow and harvest proteins. Another opportunity we had was to take them through our warehouse and our packaging and inspection area where we inspect the final product right before we ship it out to the clinics and to the patients. And then this year, we're really excited to take them through some very cool robotic technology that we use to fill our drug product and also to do some testing before we send it out. So it's always a great opportunity. The tours are always led by the manufacturing staff that actually work the equipment, and they're always very eager to share how they got into manufacturing and what their career pathway was and to answer the students' questions. So it's always a lot of fun on both sides.
And Amgen was cool because it was the first place we always think of complex when they call it a campus.
Yes.
I thought, oh, it's a campus.
Yeah.
How nice. I thought that was such a cool thing to do.
I think that's the students get impressed just by walking through the campus alone. It's a beautiful campus.
It is a complex, like a neighborhood. It's so big and it is a wonderful place, Amgen. You must go if you have the chance to do this and the opportunity. Back to you, Alex. Milgard is opening its doors for the third consecutive year. What have you found to be especially interesting for students?
Well, I think I can summarize it around three themes, that being show me the money, potential, and cool toys. And so we talked about it just a little while ago about the pay that people can earn for getting into manufacturing positions. Students are always interested in knowing how much money they can make in any particular job, and they're often surprised to learn how much skilled manufacturing workers can make when you factor in things like overtime, bonuses, and so forth. In terms of potential, the sky's the limit, really. We've got folks who have started off in entry-level positions assembling product and end up rising to be the top salespeople in the organization overall. So there's tons of opportunity, and we continue to grow. Finally, cool toys. I think Byron touched on it a little while ago. Advanced manufacturing technologies always intrigue the students, whether it's seeing automation or robotics, 3D printing, or even something as basic as watching a material handler operate a forklift or an overhead crane.
And when you think of something like 3D printing, did not exist when I was in school. And so this is a new technology that has kids excited. And when they go in to actually see it in process, it's pretty exciting. And again, guiding kids through something that seems like an interesting job and career, and also showing them the money is a big deal. Staying with you, Alex, what types of jobs are found in manufacturing? How can someone prepare for the entry level job? Manufacturing in a lot of our heads means, that's done in other countries, right? We send everything there, it gets assembled and back here, but far from the truth.
Far from it. In fact, people are often surprised to learn that we've got a manufacturing site here in Ventura County because they figure all of the work is being outsourced overseas. There's a variety of jobs in each of the different manufacturing locations that are going to be participating in Manufacturing Week next week. Everything from production operations, engineering, purchasing, distribution, finance, IT, human resources, sales and marketing, quality, you name it. Generally speaking, there's going to be an opportunity within the manufacturing environment. Our committee and the roundtable groups that participate in Manufacturing Week have identified a number of what we consider manufacturing readiness skills, things like math concepts, using hand and power tools, computer skills, and safety. But while employers like ours expect their workers to have a good educational background, there's these so-called soft skills that we've talked about before, like communication skills, positive attitude, being adaptable to change, teamwork. All of those are important, sought-after skills that often are the most difficult to find, particularly in entry-level jobs.
And a face-to-face meeting for kids these days when they're, and I hate to go with a cliche, but I shall, just their face in their phone texting their friend who is right next to them.
Right.
We have to learn to go because, you know, as our upbringing was, face-to-face handshake, eye contact, and that. With all of the skills and the creativity that our youth has today, which we didn't have, they have a certain skill set that we didn't have. I think with many of them having, you know, the adjustment to actually dealing with people, with clients, with customers, mm-hmm. is a skill that we really have to bring in. Byron, if someone is interested in working at Amgen, what's a good place for them to start their career path?
Yeah, for high school students, Amgen has developed a really innovative science education program. It's called the Amgen Biotechnology Experience. And what we do there is we partner with the secondary schools to provide equipment and teaching materials so that we can provide hands-on molecular biology lessons. I think we reach over 75,000 students a year. So if, you know, that's something that you have a son or daughter that's in high school age and ask about that experience. Students should generally prepare for a biotechnology career by focusing on the so-called STEM courses. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. Although, as Alex said, there's many different career opportunities in manufacturing, but generally at Amgen, you know, it revolves around the science. I think for college-level students or older students who are perhaps interested in switching careers, we have a number of good colleges and universities in the area which have programs in biology and biotechnology, and there's certificate programs and entry-level programs that are more geared towards that what we talked about earlier, which is entry-level position and then continue your education as you work and therefore move up.
Young men and young women, we want to stress that too with manufacturing and make sure that everybody knows this is an opportunity for both boys and girls as students to learn about this.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's really, really important. For both of you, let's close with this. What would you say to other employers about the value of opening their doors to students and reaching out to kids in class so they can help bring them into the workforce?
Sure. So I'll start by saying that developing the next generation of skilled workers is important to the business community and to the vitality of our economy here in Ventura County. Opening our doors allows each of us to be able to showcase our businesses and to help create a general awareness needed to support manufacturing. And if I can put in a shameless plug here, talking
Absolutely.
About opening doors, this Saturday, Milgard will be holding a job fair from 9 to 1. And so this is an opportunity for folks who maybe are looking for work in manufacturing to be able to see what it's about. We'll have people ready to talk with them.
And I would just guess Milgard Windows and Doors would be happy to open their doors to people just to stare at the obvious right there.
Oh,
it seems
good.
Like something
yes.
you would do every single day, but that's lovely. What about Amgen?
Well, I would say it's a really fun and rewarding experience for your staff, and it's just not as hard to do as you might think. And so we get a lot of participation and support from the Ventura County Office of Education and the Workforce Development Board, but you don't have to wait for a Manufacturing Week event like this. You can contact the school districts and open your doors at any time. And, you know, I think it's a really great opportunity to inspire that next generation of workers, and it contributes so much to the vitality of our local economy.
They're pleasant people that will talk to students. They want good workers. They want to bring them in, and they want to encourage that. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in this morning. To learn more about National Manufacturing Day, go to mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com for information about the work and everything that's happening with the Manufacturing Committee. Visit the Workforce Development Board website at workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org. That easy. Gentlemen, thank you again for coming into KVTA.
Thank you.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:55 here at KVTA.